travel to Israel today and the Bible comes to life. Hi, I'm John Gager with Alec McClellan of Reason Why. You know, if you walk in the footsteps of biblical characters when you're traveling to Israel and visiting ancient cities, the whole thing comes to life. And I know that's been my experience. Alec, that's been yours as we've traveled in Israel. But right now we're talking about the foundation for Mormonism, not Christianity. And this living history creates a stunning contrast.
John, the Book of Mormon claims to record the history of an advanced civilization that lived in America less than 2,000 years ago. They lived in large communities, used machinery, forged metal, created currency, even developed weaponry. They fought battles on an epic scale. It all happened less than 2,000 years ago, yet there is no archaeological evidence to support it today.
Wow, that is difficult to explain. You'd expect to have some support.
John, archaeologists from all over the world are digging into biblical history, going back thousands of years. You won't find archaeologists looking for Mormon history because they don't have any reason to believe it exists.
What about other details in the Book of Mormon? Can the text be corroborated in other ways?
Well, the deeper you dig, the more difficult it gets. There are many references to crops and animals that were common in Joseph Smith's day, but these were non-existent in pre-Columbian America. The Semitic people described as allegedly ancestors of Native Americans, now we know that Native Americans are Asian in origin. They have no genetic connection to the Middle East. The claim they spoke a language of Reformed Egyptian, but there's nothing in Native American language or culture to suggest Egyptian influence. The Book of Mormon lacks any reasonable historical or archaeological support, and this is a serious concern when it's part of the foundation for Mormonism.
That's Alec McClellan, and this is Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People.